Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, and verse 10. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 10. We do know that Timothy here was written to Timothy, pastor at Ephesus, and it's from Paul. And Paul is giving him, if you will, that guidance from a senior minister who has been in the ministry a while, and he's kind of given Timothy some good direction for a young pastor. And so, with that in mind, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? But you, Paul speaking here, he's speaking to Timothy, you, Timothy, have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance. Persecutions, afflictions, which have happened to me at Antioch and at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, once again we pray for your guidance in your word. Once again we pray that you'd give us eyes to see and ears to hear. That you'd take your word and apply it to our lives that we may be made better servants for you. Lord, speak to us tonight through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. There's just a couple of phrases that Paul uses in speaking to Timothy here that I want to call your attention to. First, we start in verse 10 where Paul says, "You have carefully followed." Now, the word follow, it literally means to follow closely, pay strong attention to. And Timothy gave great attention to the teachings of young Paul. And Paul was basically Timothy's mentor. He was that pattern that Timothy looked at and used to build his ministry after. And we need that sometimes. No, we need that a lot, especially young people. If you're younger, you need that person that you can look up to and say, that's who I want to be. That's what I want to be. And that's kind of how Timothy looked at Paul. And Paul said, Timothy, you've been following me. You've been paying close attention to the things that I've told you. You have taken special attention to my doctrine, to my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, love, perseverance, and Paul's not painting that wonderful of a picture, to tell you the truth. Paul didn't say, Timothy, you followed my prosperity. Timothy, you followed my rise to fame. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. He talks about things like long-suffering, perseverance, and hardship, and afflictions. And the one thing Paul wanted to get from the very beginning here, want Timothy to hang on to, was that through all his persecutions and trials and difficulty, one thing Paul wanted to point out in the end of verse 11 there, he said, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Amen. One thing Paul knew was that it wasn't easy to be faithful to God. And even though it wasn't easy, that it created hardship, he went to jail, he was beaten, he was mocked and ridiculed for the stand that he had taken through Jesus Christ. One thing he knew in his ministry, that God didn't keep him from hardship, but he delivered him every time. Amen. He gave him what he needed. And that's the first lesson that he's teaching Timothy here that we need to gain, is that we've got to hold on to that promise. That even as difficult as it may be, your ministry, what you're going through in life, the challenges that you face, it may be extremely hard, But here's what you got to know. God didn't promise you a rose garden. God has promised that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He'll always be there for you, no matter what you're going through. Timothy had to lay hold of that. Because the next thing he tells Timothy is, Timothy, here's what you can expect. And you might think, Paul would tell Timothy, now Timothy, this has been my lot, but for you it's not going to be nearly as bad. I'll be quite honest with you, I like the easy way. How about y'all? If I can ride as opposed to walk, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to ride. If I can take the easy road as opposed to hardship, I'm going to take the easy road. But I want to tell you, there's nothing easy about being a child of God and being faithful as a child of God. And that's what Paul wants to get across to Timothy. He said, Timothy, it's not going to be easy for you either. It's going to be difficult. Because in verse 12, take note. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Grab a hold of this, okay? If you want to live a godly life, you're going to have to pay for it. And that's what he's trying to get across to Timothy. If you're going to do this, Timothy, it's going to be difficult. You're going to have people who do not like you, Timothy. You're going to have people who stand against you. You're going to have people that threaten you. You may even experience bodily harm. And most people, again, we don't understand this today. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. When it gets tough to be a child of God, you know the first thought that comes to mind? Well, maybe I'm not where I'm supposed to be. You ever done that? Maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. This is getting hard. Maybe I should go a different direction. And preachers are the world's worst. Most of the time, preachers leave church. Not all the time, but most of the time, preachers leave churches because it gets hard. And the first thing the old devil plants in your mind is, it shouldn't be this hard. Maybe it's time for you to move on. And that's a lie. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. Amen. When Satan begins to fight you and you start experiencing this hardship and this persecution and affliction, and the more you try, the harder it becomes, set up and take notice. Satan's attacking you. Yeah? And the reason he's attacking you is because you're threatening his kingdom. He's the prince and the power of this world. And if you're not doing anything, he doesn't have a reason to come after you. But when you start serving, when you start declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ, when you start living what you say you believe, then you better buckle up, because here it comes. And it's not just preachers who do it. Church members do it. I don't know how many conversations I've had with teachers through the years of my ministry. And I said, well, you know, Brother Doug, I just don't think I need to teach that class anymore. Well, why? Well, because it's hard. Yeah? Yes? Now, tell me why you're not going to teach that class. Or I don't think I need to work with the kids anymore. Or teach that tiny tots class. Yes, it's hard. But understand, that's part of ministry. That's part of who we are as children of God. I've even seen those who had taken stands in their family and back down because they had offended some family members. And boy, that's sad. That's hard. When you have to take a stand within your family and they look at you and they attack you and it's your own family. But beloved, just like Paul's telling Timothy, you be faithful.
Amen.
Because God is faithful. And then here's the ultimate requirement in verse 14. Verse 14. Paul went through all that, the persecution, and Timothy, you can expect it too. But Timothy, here's what you've got to know. Verse 14. You must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. You must continue. That word continue, it means to remain where you are, to remain in the place that you are. It means to dwell. See, there are too many people who are compromising their faith because it gets hard. There are too many churches today who will no longer stand for the truth. Why do you think churches are at a point where churches now will ordain a gay minister? Because it's politically correct and churches don't want to stand for truth anymore.
Amen.
You know? It's hard. It's hard. It's hard to keep pressing forward when you know that it's going to continue to be hard. I believe with all my heart, we're living in the days that Paul talks about in chapter 4 and verse 3. Where he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. That's where we are, my friends. That's where we are as Christians. That's where we are as churches. And my challenge to you, I have one challenge for you tonight. One challenge. Okay? My challenge to you is, let us continue in the things that we have learned and are assured of. Let us continue. That word means refuse to be moved. That means we're going to be what we're going to be. I'm going to be what I'm going to be as far as my faithfulness in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not moving. How about you?
Amen.
We have to be that church today where people know they can come and hear the truth preached. And not only hear the truth preached, but be among people who believe and live that truth.
Amen.
It may be hard, but let us continue. I say that because it's too easy to quit. It's way too easy to quit, to look around and get discouraged, and they don't like what I'm doing, they don't like my ministry, they don't like, and I'm not talking about from a pastor standpoint, I'm talking about from a people standpoint, okay? It's too easy to quit, and that's why Paul is telling Timothy here, he's saying, Timothy, you set up and take notice, brother, don't you quit. You must continue in the things which you've learned and the things you're assured of. Don't let it fail. Closing scripture. And my challenge to you, the challenge to all of us, Galatians 6:9. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. It will be worth it, beloved. I believe with all my heart that God will be faithful. And if you're, and myself, if we're faithful to God, He will not abandon us. It may get hard. It may get tiresome. But it's worth the struggle. Do not quit. You stick with your ministry. Because God will make it worth your while. I believe that with all my heart. Why? Because we have that promise in the Word of God. And Timothy needed to be reminded of that as a pastor. But, you know, again, I tell you, it's not just pastors that need to be reminded of that. We all have a ministry, amen? God has put us here for a reason and for a purpose. And I know sometimes you get tired. I know that. Don't you quit. Continue. Keep on going. Keep on pressing forward. Do not give in to the attacks of Satan. And God will deliver you and reward you in due season.